Hi, everyone. I'm Paula Johnson of Global Wisdom Partners, and I'd like to welcome you to the top 10 secrets to staying young, healthy, and beautiful after 40 with our special guest, Dr. Nancy Lonsdorf. Let me give you a little background about this call and why I was incredibly interested in interviewing Dr. Nancy. If you're like me, I want to know every tip I can on how to stay as young and healthy as possible. I'm in my 50s, and like every woman at that age, I want to make sure that I'm doing everything possible, not only on the surface level, but also at the deeper levels, to address the health of my bones, my heart, and also my mind. And I want to do it naturally. And because Dr. Nancy is a medical doctor who has specialized in natural medicine for the past 20 years and helped over 10,000 people with their health and beauty from the inside out, I feel her tips are pure gold. And we at Global Wisdom Partners wanted to bring her 10 top tips to everyone on the phone line. Now, if any of you have had the opportunity of meeting Dr. Nancy in person or seeing her on the registration pages, you'll know that she is simply gorgeous. She's glowing with good health and looks at least 12 years younger than her age, and I'm sure she must be smiling as I'm saying this. Let's see if she's joined us for the call. Dr. Nancy, are you there?
I certainly am, Paul, and I'm so delighted to be here with everyone tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful to have you here, Nancy.
And thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And I must say also that Paula, for those of you who know her or saw her picture, is a perfect example, really, of that radiant beauty and youthfulness that we're going to be talking about tonight, that kind that really stems from good health and from an inner peace and happiness.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Nancy. My secret is I've been applying many of your tips from your books for years, and I'm so looking forward to you sharing at least some of them with us all tonight. So for those of you who are just joining us, this is Paula Johnson of Global Wisdom Partners interviewing Dr. Nancy Lonsdorf. Dr. Nancy received her medical degree from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore, and then she did her residency training in psychiatry at Stanford. She's the former medical director of both the world-renowned Raj Ayurveda Medical Center, or Health Spa, and of the Maharishi Ayurveda Medical Center in Washington, D.C. She studied Ayurveda medicine in India and in the U.S. with top Ayurveda physicians and scholars, and she's helped tens of thousands of patients with her natural approach to medicine. And she's the author of two great books, A Woman's Best Medicine and The Ageless Woman. Now, the Chicago Tribune has named her one of the nation's most prominent Ayurveda doctors. So my first question to you, Dr. Nancy, is how does someone who is trained in traditional Western medicine at a very prestigious medical school like Johns Hopkins end up as one of the nation's most prominent Ayurveda doctors?
Well, Paula, it all started really with my desire to be a doctor who would incorporate some natural approaches such as nutrition and meditation that use the power of the mind to help my patients with health. And when I went to Johns Hopkins Medical School, I told them I wanted to specialize in mind-body medicine, and they took me anyway. Back then, it was really just a very new field, but it was one that has always fascinated me, and I found that as I went along in medicine that I became aware gradually that there was a system of medicine besides modern medicine, which could give me a more complete approach for my patients and really incorporate the diet and the herbs and the meditation and natural things that I so wanted to offer to my patients. And it wasn't really till I was in my residency when I got a chance to try Ayurveda myself. And I went at that point as a tired intern. Everyone's aware of how rigorous medical training is, and by the end of that year, everyone's really exhausted, and I was too, and I went to what is now the Raj in Iowa for just 3 days of their rejuvenation treatment, and after that treatment, I felt so good for months that it convinced me right away that this was something very profound. It was something actually more powerful than modern medicine for actually creating health rather than simply treating disease, and that it could be preventive, and it included all the components that I wanted for my patients.
Well, that's a delightful beginning to tonight's call, Dr. Nancy. And I'm wondering, could you just tell us a little bit more about Ayurveda?
Well, Ayurveda is a very complete system of natural health care, and it originated over 5,000 years ago in the Vedic tradition of ancient India. And as I learned, Ayurveda is very complete and in-depth in its understanding of health. And it actually approaches health by helping the body rebalance itself through natural approaches, through supporting the mechanisms that are already in the body, such as basically the body has its own healing system. It has the immune system. It has a rejuvenation system. It sleeps at night. It rejuvenates itself. It also has a detoxification system. So instead of just waiting till disease comes up and then treating it, Ayurveda looks at the person before they get sick, preferably, and says, well, what's going out of balance and what do we need to support in the body to help it come back to perfect health? And that was very appealing to me, and that's really how Ayurveda works.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, you say in your books that you practice Maharshi Ayurveda. How is that different from Ayurveda?
Well, Maharshi Ayurveda is all of Ayurveda as it's practiced today, but it's something more, and it's nothing more than it was originally, really, because thousands of years ago, the understanding of consciousness and the power of the mind was much more complete in the tradition. And what Maharshi Ayurveda does is bring back that knowledge and techniques of the mind to promote health, such as mind-body practices like transcendental meditation, which now has been in the Western world for over 30 years, and there are 600 studies now that have been published in scientific and medical journals, which show that that simple mental technique, which simply quiets the mind and gives the person some inner peace twice a day for a few minutes, that has profound effects on the person's health. It can actually even reverse clogging of the arteries. It helps to reduce the precursor to diabetes. It even extends lifespan and can reverse aging, or at least those people who practice TM have been shown to be biologically as much as 5 to 10 years younger in their biological age than people who don't practice it.
Well, thanks for that clarification, Dr. Nancy. That makes a lot of sense. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we put out a worldwide survey asking people their number one question on how to stay young, healthy, and beautiful after 40. And I have to tell everybody on the lines, the response was absolutely incredible. We got hundreds of questions flooding in from everywhere. Australia, India, Europe, Canada, United States, South Africa, Germany, France, England, really from everywhere in the world. So all the people around the world really want to know what you have to say, Dr. Nancy. And to give you an idea of how enthusiastic people are to hear you, I'm going to just take a minute and unmute the line, and I want all of you to give a very, very warm welcome to Dr. Nancy. We want to hear that you're out there. So I'm going to unmute the lines right now.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Nancy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Nancy.
Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Nancy.
Thank you.
Wow, that was an incredible welcome, isn't it, Dr. Nancy? What a great beginning to this evening's call. And for those of you on the call, don't worry that you'll miss anything. We're recording this interview with Dr. Nancy, and a download of the recording will be available within 48 hours of tonight's call. After the call, just go to www.askdrnancynow.com/ask/recording. That's www.askdrnancynow.com/ASK/recording. So tonight's topic is on how to stay young, healthy, and beautiful after 40. Help me out a little bit here, Dr. Nancy. This is 2008.
Yes, Paula. You know, it's always amazed me, or it never ceased to amaze me, how the fact that Maharshi Ayurveda is 5,000 years old, and yet modern research findings keep coming out over these 20 years I've been in practice that verify what Ayurveda knew thousands of years ago. And when it comes to aging, a very interesting story I'd like to share with you. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to do some consultations for some patients with a great Maharshi Ayurveda physician from India. And simply by taking the pulse of someone, he could tell just about anything about that person. And this patient that I had, and was seeing the expert with, was in his 70s, and I knew that he was pretty worried about how long his life was going to last, even though he was still in good health. And the expert took his pulse, and after a few minutes, he looked at him and said, "Don't worry about anything." He said, "You are meant to live 120 years. Just don't think of anything else but that. You're in good health, and you should live 120 years.
Now, did you say 120 years, Dr. Nancy?
Yeah, yes, I did. You know, I thought at the time myself, well, that's a very inspiring thought, but perhaps a bit over-optimistic. And but actually, as I went on to research aging and look into what modern science knew about the aging process, I came across a formula in biology which gives the expected lifespan for a species. And what we found was that the number of years of birth to maturity for that species times 6 equals the expected lifespan. So, for example, for humans, say it takes about 20 years from birth to maturity. So you take 20 and multiply it by 6. And I was astounded as soon as I realized, oh, that equals 120 years. So Ayurveda was very accurate. But it also impressed me that we're not anywhere near living up to our biological potential. And researchers today describe that only about 30% of our lifespan is determined by our genes. And 70%, that's well over 50%, is determined by our lifestyle.
So you mean that how we live is just as important in the aging process?
Absolutely. And what I want to share with you tonight are the top points and recommendations for Ayurveda on how we can live much longer in good health. And there are 5 basically areas that I'm going to touch on. And Ayurveda tells us that 3 of these, or even back then, considered 3 of the pillars of health. And that is first diet, sleep, and how we manage stress. Okay. No big surprise there. Many of us have probably gone through a period ourselves or seen a friend or relative who went through a stressful time, and one can find that perhaps or feel or look like you've aged 10 years in just a matter of months. So those are 3 we're aware of. And now today, exercise and also managing toxins, protecting our body from the toxic effects of chemicals and such, are 2 other big factors. So what I would like everyone tonight to do would be to think, as we're going through these recommendations and tips and secrets from Ayurveda, just keep your ears open for one special tip that speaks to you, that resonates. You know, you get that message inside, you know, I really need to do that. And if I did that one thing, I think I'd feel a lot better or look a lot younger. So I just want to encourage everyone to listen for that special thing. And this actually ties into a special announcement Paul is going to make at the 55th minute. So let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, so everybody get your pen and paper ready, everyone. So for those of you who registered for the call, you'll have the Young and Beautiful note sheet. It's good to get that out now and follow along. And everyone just stay tuned for that special announcement at the 55th minute. So here's the first question. Dr. Nancy, I seem to be growing more wrinkles every day. Is there any way to slow this down and make the loose skin I already have less obvious, other than plastic surgery, of course?
Well, I think everybody is concerned about the way their face looks. That's how we interact with the world, really. And it sounds like this particular person who sent in this question was probably in the midst of what researchers today would actually call an age spurt, that they're in a period where they're aging much more quickly than they really should be biologically. So the good news about that is there's probably some very practical things this person can do that can help slow this aging process down very quickly. And Ayurveda actually addresses this skin and the aging of the skin on 2 levels, and we'll talk about both of these next. The first one would be on the topical level. That's what we're used to thinking about in terms of helping our skin and reducing wrinkles. What can we put on the skin? What creams or what treatments or laser or Botox or, you know, plastic surgery many people are resorting to these days to look younger. So this is what we'll start with. And Ayurveda basically says that we should treat our skin as we would treat the rest of our body, and we shouldn't put anything on our skin that we wouldn't put in our mouth, ultimately. because our skin is going to eat basically what we put on it. The skin is a great absorber. That's why drugs are given through the skin. So we got a lot of questions in this regard about Retin A and alpha hydroxy acids, chemical peels, and the various wrinkle creams on the market. And for the sake of brevity, I'm going to lump them all together and say basically that most of them have been shown to be effective. They can reduce wrinkles, and that's why they're popular and people use them. And, of course, it's everybody's choice how they go about looking youthful, but it does have a price, and each of those different modalities has its own side effects, and from irritating the skin to thinning the skin to creating irritation, redness, that sort of thing. So, in general, from the Ayurvedic point of view, these chemicals are harsh and can lead to drying. And ultimately, one Ayurvedic dermatologist I spoke to was concerned that he felt that ultimately this was going to age the skin faster. So, in general, I don't recommend those to my patients. And yet, I will say the good news here, again, is that with Ayurveda, one doesn't have to give up effectiveness to go natural. And in the long tradition of skincare in Ayurveda, there are three herbs that have been known in Ayurveda to be very good for the skin.
And what are those, Dr. Nancy?
Well, curiously, these herbs also are good for the nerves, and they are gotu kola, sensitive plant, and winter cherry.
So that's gotu kola, sensitive plant, and winter cherry.
Correct. And gotu kola has been shown, actually, in recent studies to increase collagen, to help collagen grow. And so that alone is powerful. That's the protein in the skin that helps to hold the skin in place and gives it its structure and keeps it from sagging or wrinkling. So we always want to increase collagen. And gotu kola also is very good for the mind. And that brings out the point of we're going to get into in a little bit of how much the mind can affect our skin. And secondly, sensitive plant. This is an herb that balances the nerves and the circulation in the skin. And of course, the skin is very rich in nerve endings, and none so much as in our face, which is really our organ of emotional expression. Very rich in nerve endings. And then thirdly, winter cherry or ashwagandha. This particular plant has been shown when taken internally to lower cortisol levels. And cortisol is the so-called stress hormone. Unfortunately, cortisol leads to thinning of the skin, which is probably one reason when people are under stress, they tend to have more aging of their skin more quickly. So for the person on the call, for example, winter cherry may be something that could be useful.
And you're saying, Dr. Nancy, that the face you're showing to the world is the face you've created by the lifestyle you're living and the way you're experiencing. In other words, your emotions and all of that begins to show up on your face. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's why these kinds of herbs, which also help the nerves and the mind and the brain and reduce the stress hormones, can help the skin. And there are some products that Ayurveda has that can help even topically with that. For example, the Maharshi Ayurveda Products Company makes a product that I've used for over 15 years with my patient called Youthful Skin Cream. And that was tested in independent research and found to reduce fine lines by 40%.
That's incredible.
Over 3 months of use. Yeah, that's definitely on par with the best wrinkle creams out there.
Right.
And without the side effects. So it also comes, or those herbs are also used in a tablet form for internal use by Maharshi Ayurveda Products. And that's called Youthful Skin Tablets. And I'm telling you about these because I have a lot of experience with these. And I know, feel very confident that they are healthy for people. And one lady, for example, her story struck me. She was an actress in her 50s. And she was very actively acting and out giving her talks and in front of people all the time. And her face really meant a lot to her. And she told me that she was always sure to have an extra bottle of Youthful Skin Tablets and never run out, because the only time in years she had gotten a new wrinkle was when she had run out of her supply. So that made an impact on me as a woman as well as a doctor, I must say.
True. And these particular herbs, gotu kola, sensitive plant, and winter cherry, are in Youthful Skin Cream. And and the body can take them in without any side effects to the liver and other organs?
Well, generally, yes, that's the principle, although everybody needs to, anything anyone puts in their body, they have to take into account their own sensitivities and allergies and all that, and if they have serious medical problems, they should always consult with their doctor before they start any product.
Wonderful. Now, what does Ayurveda say about addressing the health of the skin from the inside?
Oh, I'm going to get into that, but just let me give one more or two more tips, Paula. I wanted to share with them that a really good thing to splash on the face is warm, homogenized milk. I know it sounds kind of unusual. It's something you find in your refrigerator, but
it sounds like Cleopatra.
Yeah. Actually, they said that she did milk baths to give her a beautiful complexion, and Ayurveda will even pour warm milk over the body in its beauty treatments, the whole body. It's a very luxurious treatment. So that helps to reduce irritation and actually nourishes the skin. It provides good protein and soothes the skin. So it's a wonderful thing to do after you've cleansed. And the last thing I wanted to mention to ladies is don't put those chemical-based makeups on your face. Many dermatologists in modern medicine even feel that it's the makeup women are using from their teen years on that contributes to the problems in their 30s, 40s, and 50s with age spots. Although there are other causes of that too, but rosacea, acne, and other problems that can come up. So give your skin the same kind of food you want to give the rest of your body. Give it nice, pure, natural ingredients and organic whenever possible.
So in other words, maybe a natural mineral makeup might be the better choice?
Exactly.
That's wonderful. Okay, so now are we on to the inside?
Yes, and back to the person who asked the question, and everyone is concerned about their skin aging faster than they feel it should. It's time, really, at that point, to look at the rest of your life, because everything that we're experiencing is basically digested by our body in form of either the food we eat or the thoughts we think, the emotions we have. It's all creating our chemistry, and it's that chemistry and that circulation and the nerve balance that's influencing what comes to the skin.
So it's more about what's happening on the inside, Dr. Nancy?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's the inner game.
Our skin, even though it's on the outside, is really about what's going on in the inside. And for beautiful skin, we really need the mind and the body to both be in balance and harmonious and not feeling tremendous stress. We all have stress, but how we deal with it influences how our skin looks.
Very good. This is very insightful. Now, I think there was something that you wanted to tell us about the deeper inner value as well.
Well, yes, and here comes really a very big secret in Ayurveda. It's really secret because most people can't pronounce the Sanskrit word. So I'll tell you what that is first, and it's called Ojas, O-J-A-S. And Ojas, there's really no translation in English. So just take that at its face value. Ojas is something that gets produced, Ayurveda tells us, when our digestion is working perfectly and when we're happy and when we're feeling good, then the body is producing this substance in large quantities. And that's something that is the most refined value, Ayurveda tells us, of the body. It's like we have the physical body and then we have the mind, and somehow they're connected. And what Ayurveda tells us is that Ojas is what connects the mind and the body, particularly the intelligence of the body. You know, we know our body's really smart. It does all these things without us thinking about it. It digests food and all of those things. It has intelligence, and that intelligence is most strong and most balanced and lively when Ojas is produced in its full value. So the tips that I'm going to give you are going to enhance your Ojas. And why is that important? It's because Ojas is that healthy glow. Ojas is the light coming out of someone's face when they're happy and they're smiling at you, when their heart is filled with happiness, love for you, when they're projecting something from deep inside that's very positive. And that's the truly, truly attractive quality of any person. We all know people who may have gotten a facelift or are expert perhaps in applying their makeup and they look like they just stepped off a page of Vogue, but we look at them and we're not really all that attracted because they don't radiate a sense of happiness, ebullience.
Well, you're telling us something absolutely amazing here. You're telling me that this beauty product called Ojas is produced by the body In other words, you can't buy it in a jar. You can't pay someone for it. It's completely natural, and we can produce it?
That's correct.
Oh, that's incredible.
And it costs nothing except perhaps a little investment in your daily routine.
And what would those tips be to improve your Oja?
Well, we're back to those five things that Ayurveda tells us are key to our health, and that's sleep, diet, stress management, exercise, and managing toxins. So I'm going to give one major tip and basic tip for each of those things. And each of these, in and of itself, if you only did one of these things, or you only do it sometimes, you should notice the difference in your face. So these are the five ways to take years off your face.
Okay, let's get to it.
Okay, so number one, go to bed before 10 p.m.
Oh, that's what our mothers and grandmothers told us, right?
Yes, yes. And you know, we all know sleep is important. There's that concept of beauty sleep, right?
Right.
So we know we need enough sleep. But it turns out that the time that we sleep, the timing of the sleep is also important. And if you go to bed early, Ayurveda says you are resting during the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. cycle, which is a metabolic cleansing cycle. That's when the body gets rid of all the waste and impurities from the day and the stress from the chemical level. And if you're resting during that time, your skin will look really, really fresh in the morning. If you're not, if you're up, usually you get hungry because you're so metabolically active and you want a midnight snack, and then you kind of interfere with the whole cleansing process. So go to bed early and you'll see it in your face in the morning.
And it's true, you know, at the times that I go to bed at 9 o'clock, I feel my best. I always have the best sleeps at night and I wake up feeling so much more refreshed, and I actually tend to sleep more throughout the night.
Yeah, you know, it gives better sleep too, and we're going to get into that because some of the questions we had, a lot of the questions were on how do I have better sleep, especially after 40.
Okay.
So the number two tip here, secret, is that you should take a walk. You know, everyone knows it's good to exercise, but Ayurveda again gives us a little extra edge here. Take your walk whenever you can in the morning and in the rising sun, and that circulation you get first thing in the morning, that fresh air you get, increases your circulation. It also stimulates good digestion, so you're hungry by lunchtime and you have good digestion throughout the day, good energy. And I will predict that when you look in the mirror before you go outside and you look in the mirror as soon as you get back, you're going to look like a different person. You're going to look 5 years younger and much fresher. Also, one other tip is that daylight in the morning will help you get better sleep at night. There's research that shows that getting daylight outside during the day helps you sleep at night.
So why is that, Dr. Nancy?
Well, we'll get into that more later, but it has to do with a very special hormone called melatonin. And that's not something that was really meant by nature to be bought at the shelf because, again, like OGIS, it's something our body makes. So the third tip here is to actually give yourself a massage. I mean, we all know the benefits of massage, and there are reams of research, modern medical research on the benefits of massage for stress reduction, depression, for immune support, etc. But not all of us can take the massage regularly, but Ayurveda says it's so good we should just do it to ourselves, and we should do it with oil. And Ayurveda recommends sesame oil and tells us that that is the most powerful for reducing the aging process, cleansing the skin, and being anti-inflammatory. It'll even help that creakiness and dryness of the joints and the tissues that tend to come on with age. And for those of you who are athletes, this oil massage daily will help to reduce injury, and if you get injured, you'll heal more quickly. And I'll just tell you that one of my patients, a 47-year-old woman, told me that she went to her massage therapist, a new one for a massage, and the massage therapist commented to her, "How do you have such beautiful skin? It's just perfect skin." She said, "I have teenagers that I work on, and their skin is not as good as your skin. What are you doing?" And the woman thought for a minute, what could it be? And she thought, it must be the oil massage. She'd been giving it to herself for 20 years, ever since she'd learned about Ayurveda. And so this oil massage is very good at helping to reduce those things that tend to grow on the skin and preventing them as we get older.
So when should we do our oil massage, Nancy?
The best time is in the morning before our bath, so that the oil has a chance to soak in a little. And what it does is it stimulates the cleansing process. Then we take the the hot shower or bath, and that stimulates circulation, which comes to the skin, and it brings the blood to the skin and carry away the impurities from the skin. So it helps the natural cleansing cycle of the body. And one little other tip for those of you who want something very Ayurvedic and a little esoteric, you put a little sesame oil in your nostrils and sniff, just like you might put a spray bottle of some saline or something in the nose. Ayurveda says this oil in the nose protects the head from aging. In fact, it says in the classic Ayurvedic text that one who puts oil in the nose daily does not age in the head. Now, I've never done a study on that, but probably that'll be verified someday by research, that the senses such as our sight and our hearing are preserved better, and even our memory, by doing that simple thing.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So tip number four here, nourish the skin from inside, and I'm going to go quickly through these because we have so many other questions, but a sweet, juicy fruits and green leafy vegetables should be part of everyone's diet. They contain lutein, vitamin A, zeaxanthin, vitamin K, and they all help protect the sun against our skin against sun, which we're getting to next, and help to prevent wrinkles. Also, oils, we need those healthy oils to prevent dryness, and this skin also has a fat layer that helps keep the skin looking plump as we get older. So don't skimp on healthy oils. Omega-3s, walnuts, etc. are really good to have in your diet, and even add an extra teaspoon or two of oil if you're finding that your skin is dry. And in fact, one of my patients in her 70s, who was very fit and looked great in every other way, but had the most deep wrinkles of any patient I had ever seen, I was wondering why she looked so healthy and followed such a good diet. But when I went more deeply into it, she had aggressively avoided oil for 20 to 30 years because she had felt it wasn't healthy. So she had great arteries, but her skin was really not good. And we know now what we didn't know 20 years ago. Fats are good for the body. They just have to be healthy, organic fats and a balance of the different kinds.
Well, what kind of fats or oils would be good to digest? You know, because so many people are concerned about weight and all of those kinds of things. So if they have a little bit of fat, like what kinds of oil?
Well, certainly oily foods, like I mentioned, nuts are great. They actually don't help make you gain weight. They help control weight. And olive oil, of course, is safe for everyone. It should be a nice, pure, unrefined olive oil. And then, depending on the person, a little bit of evening primrose oil can help some of the people who wrote in about eczema problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been shown to help reduce inflammation of the skin. So a balance of all them. Even ghee, Ayurveda says clarified butter, in the right amount for the right person, a very powerful anti-aging effect, especially on the brain.
Now, what would we do with something like primrose oil? Do we take it internally? Do we take a certain amount of it a day?
Well, the research shows that a couple teaspoons, 2 to 3 times a day, is necessary for a condition like eczema. But I wouldn't recommend everybody do that. And if somebody adopts that, they should be followed by a physician, because to do that long-term might result in some imbalance if you're not careful.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Dr. Nancy. That was an incredible answer.
Well, you know what, Paula? I have one more.
Really? Oh,
yes,
wonderful.
The fifth one is managing stress, and I just wanted to remind everyone, you know, something I've noticed. Have you ever looked at somebody, and when you saw them from the side, when maybe they were engrossed in something that was troubling them, maybe they didn't look that attractive, but suddenly I noticed this lady in a plane like that, and then suddenly she turned towards me, and she had this most beautiful smile on her face. And suddenly she looks so beautiful. And I realized that beauty has so much more to do with whether a person looks happy and is, looks like they're enjoying themselves than it does about their facial structure. So, you know, everyone should take care to get rid of their stress and tension day by day. Do yoga, take the walk, go to bed early. Practice transcendental meditation for reducing stress, or avail yourself of some of the Ayurvedic herbs such as winter cherry or holy basil, which have both been shown to reduce the stress hormone cortisol.
That was an incredible introduction to the whole skincare system that Ayurveda and Maharishi Ayurveda offers. And I think we could do probably just a teleseminar on how to improve ojas in the body and how to increase its production from the inside out. I mean, it's just amazing that just by doing some little things like a morning walk, bed before 10, oil massage, meditation, juicy fruit, those kinds of things can create more ojas in our body. So what do you think, everybody? Should we get Dr. Nancy to reveal more secrets like this on the call? I'm going to unmute the lines now, and if you want more tips, everyone can say a resounding yes, Dr. Nancy.
Yes.
Okay. That's wonderful. It looks like everybody wants us to continue here.
All right. So
everybody's ready for more of your wisdom. So let's get on to question number two. Now, we've had a lot of questions about getting out in the sun and the damage that that sun can create to the skin. Now, this kind of brings up a paradox, because don't we need vitamin D, Dr. Nancy?
Yes, that's absolutely correct, Paula. And researchers have found in the last years that most of the population, more than half, are deficient in vitamin D. And vitamin D, it's been discovered recently, is extremely important to our immune function. It helps protect against breast cancer and multiple sclerosis, among other things. So it's very important that we have adequate vitamin D. And actually, the sun is the best way to get it in terms of getting a lot, because food doesn't tend to have much. Today, fortified milk and cereals have some vitamin D, egg yolks, and for non-vegetarians, deep sea fish. But most people don't eat enough of those things to get what they need. So one way is just to protect your skin from the sun during the direct sun hours of like 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., but to take that morning walk and expose your face and your hands and your arms whenever possible when the weather permits, so that you're getting some sunlight during those hours on your skin. And if you're not really getting that 20 minutes daily on hands and face, again, you probably aren't getting enough. So most experts today recommend taking vitamin D3, that form of the D3, cholecalciferol, 1,000 IUs a day. And there is a semi-vegetarian source made from the lanolin from sheep's wool. So the other thing is, obviously, don't use tanning salons if you care about your skin. It's a short-term gain for a long-term loss. And also, use wide-brim hats and cover up your skin as much as possible. Sunscreens help some, but they don't block all the rays. And some of them, block the ones that burn, allow you to tan, but you're still getting the ones that can cause skin cancer. So use some sunscreen, too, when you're out without cover-up with your clothes. And use organic ones. Search out the best ones so you're not putting a lot of chemicals on your skin. Zinc oxide or non-micronized titanium dioxide are two of the ones that are good blockers for both UVA and UVB, and they're non-toxic to the skin and body.
So is that one of your tips? One of the must-dos, Dr. Nancy?
Absolutely. Now we got to the must-dos. That's tip number two. And let me give you must-do tip number two, or must-avoid tip number two, for those who want to see, look at it the other way. If you smoke, do get help and do quit. And it's not only bad for your health, but it ages your skin. And happily, there is an 800 number. Write this down if you're a smoker, please. 800-QUIT-NOW. 800-QUIT-NOW will get you to whatever your local resources are for quitting smoking, and they tend to be very extensive with lots of support on the telephone, and they will guide you towards the things that can help you quit. And also, the good news is, in with 5 years of quitting smoking, your risk of smoking-related diseases dropped to about equal to that of a non-smoker. So, tip number three, must do, is get your antioxidants.
Now, what's that? That sounds rather medical. What is that?
Well, the flip side is avoid excess free radicals, which sounds a little political. So, antioxidants, I think most people probably know by now that these antioxidants are those things that help protect the body from oxidative substances that actually break down the body. They're useful for the body. The body immune cells actually produce free radicals to kill bacteria and viruses and other things that it wants to get rid of. But in excess, like if there's inflammation going on in the body, that means the immune system's overreactive, and that's what causes these age spurts, researchers feel, when the immune system gets overactive. So you can help counteract that. Like the person who was finding they were getting wrinkles, one every day, a new one, they should increase the antioxidants in their foods, in their diet. So one of the best ones is pomegranate, and it comes in beautiful organic juices, or you can squeeze your own or use the seeds. blueberries with wild ones topping out cultivated blueberries, acai berry from South America, and then even dried beans, artichokes, dates, grapes, all the different berries, and apples, plums, prunes, a variety of spices, herbs, including Italian herbs, and non-caffeinated organic teas. I mention it that way because caffeine dehydrates your system, and that is not good for your skin, especially after 40 when dryness is a problem. And I'm going to give you a couple other food tips here, antioxidant tips. One is start to use a little turmeric. Turmeric is a yellow powder that gives curry its yellow coloring. And when you you can use this in just about anything. You want to use just a little bit, though. Don't put a whole teaspoon in, just like an eighth of a teaspoon for a bowl of soup or even a sprinkle on your vegetables or in hot cereal or cook with it. That's the best way to take it. Don't do it in capsules. It's kind of too harsh for the body to take it in capsules unless you have a particular illness and your doctor's recommended that. So cook it with some in water and some in oil, because those who know chemistry will know that different products or substances within the turmeric will come out into the oil and different ones will come into the water. So you want to get the benefit of both.
Well, Nancy, in the first part of our call, basically in the first two questions, you've given us quite a few secrets that will take years and years off our faces. Should I review those tips for everyone?
Yes, and I just wanted to give them one more tip on this antioxidant, and that is that Ayurveda somehow knew about antioxidants back then or how to handle them, because there's a premier formula in Ayurveda called Amrit Kalash, Maharshi Amrit Kalash, and it is 10,000 times more powerful than vitamin C or E per gram as tested in the laboratory. That's really powerful, and yet it's a balanced formula. So those of you who have been reading about how taking isolated antioxidants may actually have some side effects, that's because isolated ingredients can throw the body off balance, and Ayurveda recognized that, and all of its pharmacopoeia uses whole plants or whole extracts because it knows the more like food something is, the more easy on the body and least likely to create any side effects. So that Amrit Kalash is something that's said in the Ayurvedic text to create ojas all over. And studies, a number of research studies have shown it improves immunity. And the ancient texts say that it gives a beauty that you can notice from across a room.
Everybody will want to take that Amrit Kalash. So tip number one is get out for a brief morning walk. Number two, find time to do a brief oil massage before your morning shower. Mm-hmm. Number three, eat lots of sweet, juicy fruits and lots of green leafy vegetables. Number four, smile, be happy, and get rid of your stress. Meditation helps with this. Tip number five is go to bed before 10 p.m. And you also gave, Nancy, I think, three must-dos. There shouldn't be too much sun. Stay out of those tanning salons. Quit smoking now and get some help with this. And get your antioxidants and keep those free radicals under control with maybe some Amrit Kalash. That sounds like a wonderful solution.
Good. And one last thing. I promised to tell them an acne ingredient, anti-acne, to avoid. And that's benzoyl peroxide, which directly creates free radicals. That's how it works. So it helps acne, but it can actually create some accelerated aging over time. So I would suggest people perhaps may wish to try something like diluted tea tree oil, which in one study showed it was equivalent to benzoyl peroxide in its anti-acne effect.
Well, thanks for that great tip. So it's good to stay away from skin products that might contain that chemical. Could you say it again?
Benzoyl peroxide.
Wonderful. So let's move on to question number three. And something tells me we're going to get more than 10 secrets to staying young, beautiful, and healthy on this call. This is Paula Johnson of Global Wisdom Partners with Dr. Nancy Lonsdorf. The third question has been a very popular question, and it has to do with sleep disturbances. And the question is, now that I'm in my 40s, my sleep is really, really disturbed, and I seem to wake every 1.5 to 2 hours, and I have difficulty getting back to sleep. Is there a natural remedy to this?
Well, yes, it is, and it all boils down to one word, and that's melatonin. And this is the short answer, by the way. But melatonin, that hormone that our pineal gland produces on a daily basis in a particular cycle over the 24 hours, is secreted, it starts to be secreted more in the evening, and it's responsible for making us feel sleepy and for helping us to get good sound sleep. And after around 40, it starts to drop off. And it's not that necessarily it's normal for it to drop off as fast as it is. Again, if we're going to live to 120, we need to have sleep somewhere along there. It's not normal to lose our good sleep only a third of the way through our lifespan. So it's really about supporting our body's production of melatonin. And researchers are finding out that it's not just a given. It's not like melatonin is going to be there. You can't take it for granted. Our behavior and how we live our lives and our daily routine dramatically influences melatonin. To preserve your melatonin production, here's your tips. One is in the evening, start turning the lights down, both inside and kind of turn your own mental intensity down, because light is a stimulus that suppresses melatonin. So make the lights a little dimmer, and also mental stimulation has also been shown to suppress melatonin. So better to start doing maybe around 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night when melatonin naturally starts being produced. Just start winding down and do the laundry or dishes or something that's not so mental. Get off the computer. In fact, it's been shown that being on the computer with that bright display, and especially if you're doing something intellectually activating, that it suppresses melatonin and will disturb the sleep throughout the night, reduces melatonin production all night long. And also, cell phones, their influence on the brain, especially if you're putting it up to your head, don't do that. Get one of these air tubes, it's called, to interrupt that flow. But still, cell phones at night will tend to delay the onset of melatonin. So, at 10 o'clock when you want to go to bed, if you've been on the cell phone till then, your melatonin's like gone on vacation, and it just realizes then it starts to be produced. So you're going to take a lot longer to fall asleep. And lastly, I mentioned before, get outside during the day or get some bright light during the day, preferably outdoor light, or use those indoor bright lights that people use for seasonal affective disorder, and get some bright light during the day, and that'll help your melatonin at night.
So it's not only important that we go to bed, but the time is very important, as well as how settled our mind and environment are?
Exactly. Yep. Try to catch that before 10 p.m., special pre-metabolic time, bedtime.
So turn off those cell phones and computers off, everyone, if you want a good night's sleep.
Yes. And the last thing I'll say is also carbohydrates in the evening have been found to help sleep. And there's a common wisdom in Ayurveda that it's good to take a cup of warm milk before bed. Or hot milk. Warm milk may not sound so appealing to people, but if you put some cardamom in it, maybe some saffron, which is also really good rejuvenative and good for your immune system, and maybe some favorite sweetener, then you will increase the tryptophan to your brain, which is in milk, and also the carbohydrate helps the tryptophan get into the brain, and then the brain will make more serotonin, which is another chemical important for sleep. But do eat a light evening meal. Don't eat a roast beef sandwich at 8 o'clock, or that will likely disturb your sleep during the night.
Well, these are wonderful suggestions. Now, question number 4, and this question is more for the ladies on the line. So what do I do, Dr. Nancy, about my hot, hot, hot flashes?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously having some difficulty here, and we're taking it seriously, believe me, accompanied by anxiety attacks. Is there a natural
mm-hmm.
remedy? Because I'm worried about mm-hmm. hormonal therapy and its side effects.
Yes, that's a really good question. I just want to say for all the ladies with issues relating to menopause and midlife hormonal changes, this is a really important and a very big topic, and we will have some teleseminars devoted specifically to that coming up. So I'm going to give you the short answer here, but I think they can be helpful even to this lady. And basically, all the recommendations I gave for sleep above can help, because it turns out that melatonin is inversely related to body temperature at night, meaning if you have a good level of melatonin through the night, then your body temperature is likely to drop during the night, which it's supposed to do and needs to in order to get good sleep. And especially for midlife women who are more sensitive to heat and more sensitive to hot flashes, you need to preserve your melatonin and get that nice drop in body temperature at night. So attend to all these things in the evening. So that will help you feel cooler during the night. And a couple other things is don't exercise in the evening. Again, that creates heat and stimulation. Don't drink caffeinated beverages or alcohol. They heat up the system and even may stimulate it as well. And a couple other points, just general. You know, nature didn't intend for women to suffer at this time of life. There are some backup systems. One of them is that many women, and we got questions about this too, tend to put on a little weight in midlife. A little weight, I say, because that would be normal. 5 to 10 pounds, Ayurveda would say, is in the range of normal. The body wants to put on a little more fat, and especially in the mid-ranges, which again we got questions about, because it turns out in the body's wisdom it knows the fat in the belly, in the gut, is more metabolically active. And what it does is it helps to replace the estrogen your ovaries would normally make or was making earlier in life by converting your adrenal hormones into a type of estrogen. So it's like a natural estrogen replacement factory that you have in that belly fat. So don't resent it. It's really there to help. Secondly, nature also gave us tremendous support through the plant kingdom. And there are many, many wholesome plants, in fact, almost everything, that helps to support and balance hormones in midlife if you're taking the food in its more whole form. For example, whole grains are filled with lignans, which are phytoestrogens and help support our hormones. Most spices, many spices, have some kind of balancing effect, such as fennel. And also, many vegetables and legumes, we're familiar with soy. And then for this lady, she might want to try flaxseed. It has been shown in one study, when taken 2 tablespoons, freshly ground, twice a day, results in a 50% reduction in hot flashes and in intensity of the hot flashes within just a few months. So there's something from nature that can help you without worrying about the side effects.
So have you heard that, ladies? I mean, I think probably there's many things that you heard there, but I certainly heard that extra 5 to 10 pounds we're carrying around at this time is actually beneficial for us and is there to help us to make this transition easier. And also, Dr. Nancy, it's nice to know that the plant kingdom has so many beneficial natural remedies. Is there anything else that can help the women on the call?
Well, of course, some research has shown that the natural herb from Native Americans, black cohosh, can help. And also Ayurveda has a Indian asparagus root, or shatavari, which also reduces heat and helps to balance out the hormones at menopause. And that's found in a Marsha Ayurveda product, Hot Flash Relief Tablets. And for this lady and anybody who tries these natural things and may still have persistent hot flashes, which can occur for as much as 1 out of 4 women, may have real trouble getting rid of their hot flashes and problems at menopause, that means in Ayurveda that, according to Ayurveda, that some cleansing of the body needs to happen, some opening of the channels, clearing out so that the heat can dissipate better from the body and it balances out the liver and the body's, or the metabolic system of the body. So drinking a little tea every day with some coriander and fennel in it can help support with the estrogen effect of fennel. And also the coriander has been shown actually to help the liver get rid of toxins. It activates certain enzymes. And lastly, I have found with a number of women who have persistent menopausal symptoms that going through more intensive treatments of Ayurveda, such as what they do at the Raj, where I was the medical director for 5 years, that those are very helpful in giving women a real jump start and improving their symptoms. And also research has shown that indeed that therapy does remove toxins, even toxins that are impossible to remove by modern medical approaches, including PCBs and pesticide residues.
So there's been a lot of solutions you provided, but there have been so many questions on this topic, Dr. Nancy. And during tonight's call, you've only had a chance to, you know, really give a brief answer. And we really want to make sure that this is addressed more fully during future teleseminars. So certainly this could be a series of teleseminars because 50% of the population has experienced, is experiencing, or will experience menopause.
Right. And, you know, I'm a cognizant of the fact that we're coming up on this 55th minute and we promised an announcement. So we do have one more tip for men, however, and I'm hoping everyone will bear with us so we can even the scores here. We gave a tip for ladies. Let's give a tip for the men. And this is basically their tip. We actually had a question from someone. Paula, you want to tell them what the question was?
Yeah, it was great. It said, if there was one tip to enjoying greater health and vitality that you would give to men after the age of 40, what would it be, Dr. Nancy?
Yeah, they kind of turned the table at us. What single one tip? So actually, for men, I would say the most important thing you can do right now after 40 is simply put some attention on your health. And that's because men in this decade, 45 to 55, for example, are the least likely to work out and have the poorest eating habits and are the least likely to have had a checkup in 5 years of the whole population. And that's probably due to work stress, family stress. But it turns out Ayurveda tells us 45 to 55 is the most important decade for making changes to ensure a good foundation for our later health. Now, if you're older than that, it's never too late. But if you're in this age range, especially, put attention on your health. You'll be more invincible and self-sufficient, ultimately, if you do. Now, that said, I know you want something more specific, so I'm going to give you two things. One is, if you're not exercising, start walking every day. Do that morning walk or walk anytime for at least 15 to 20 minutes steady. And that will cascade into all sorts of other better habits simply because you feel better, you have more energy, your thinking will be clearer, and it'll be easier to make better choices. And secondly, if you're not eating well, eat one apple a day. And if you have trouble digesting raw apple, cook the apple. It's a wonderful way to increase your ojas every morning. Have a stewed or baked apple or pear. And apple a day, turns out, has been shown to reduce diabetes risk, as well as helping with antioxidants and reducing heart disease and giving good fiber, etc. So, and the last point here is at least one man asked us about the loss of muscle mass with aging, and he kind of said, well, I'm losing it in my 50s, but, you know, I don't want to start lifting weights because in my 70s it's still going to be a problem, and 70-year-old people don't lift weights. Well, it's true that muscle bulk does drop off as we get older, but probably the 70-year-old right now who is doing push-ups or even lifting light weights has better muscle tone and bulk than someone in their 50s who's not exercising. It's that critical to use your muscles and start lifting some things and start using your muscles and building them up. And the side benefit of that is it'll help you lose weight, because when you have more lean muscle mass, you burn more calories in a day, up to 300 more calories a day just from a few pounds of extra lean muscle mass.
Okay, so the men on the call need to start riding the waves of good health by listening more to your body signal, getting some resistance training, and eating an apple a day. So that apple a day keeps the doctor away. In this instance, we really want to keep our dear Dr. Nancy as close as possible to all of us, but we'll heed her good advice to keep diabetes away. How's that?
Okay, that sounds great.
Now, we're right at about the 58th minute here, and we did promise to give everybody a special announcement. So I'm going to go ahead and give that. Dr. Nancy, we received so much more from you so far than we were expecting, and the audio recording of this call will give you lifetime access to this precious information. People should just go to www.askdrnancynow.com/ask/recording. It'll be ready for download within 48 hours after the call, and that way you can have lifetime access to it. Now, here we are. You've talked about all kinds of things tonight, but we've had questions flooding in from around the world, and we've only had an opportunity to address a few of the most frequently asked questions. As a special gift to everyone on the line, and there's close to 500 of you out there, I'm just amazed at that. How about you, Dr. Nancy? We never expected that for our first teleseminar.
Yeah, wonderful response, and we're so happy to be able to share this with so many people, and hoping that you'll all tell these tips to your friends and family so they can start enjoying better health and usefulness too.
Well, we were so excited about all the questions that came in, and so we talked about it, and I'm very pleased to announce that Dr. Nancy has agreed to hold a second free teleseminar, a continuation of this one 3 weeks from tonight, to answer more of your questions, including questions that we weren't able to get tonight, things about weight loss, what to do about thinning hair or hair loss, high blood pressure, bone density questions, and so much more. So that'll be Wednesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. Dr. Nancy is also going to go into deeper levels of understanding on aging that we have from Maharishi Ayurveda. Dr. Nancy, why don't you tell everybody about your plans?
Well, this is a deeper level of what we've talked about tonight, from an extension of the concept that really beauty and skin health stems from the health of the body as a whole. And that is that every person is different and that how we age is also different. And Ayurveda describes that there are three basic patterns in which aging occurs. And one usually is more predominant in a person than the others. And understanding what pattern and what mechanisms are most prominent in your aging process help give you better control over that aging process, help you slow it down more effectively. So I like to call that concept your ageless body type. And what we're going to do next time is when you register, you will get a quiz which will help you determine your ageless beauty type, is what I meant to say. And that we'll be going over next time in the teleseminar as well. And I'm going to be giving some specific tips for each type. So once you know what type you are or what type is active in you, then you can utilize just the most important tips for you, because it is hard actually to implement all these things. So Paul is going to tell you more about that.
Okay, so for those of you who got on the call tonight or received an email through a friend and didn't register with us, we want to make sure that you've registered so we can keep you posted about this upcoming event. So after tonight's call, go to www.askdrnancynow.com, enter your email address and a question about any of the topics you've heard tonight or any of that you're interested in hearing more about, and make sure we have your email address and make sure your spam filters, not PAM filters, will accept email from globalwisdompartners@gmail.com. And we'll be sending everybody an email within about a week or so on how to register. Now, Nancy, you have some further things that you wanted to announce right now.
Yes, I did. And I just wanted to thank everyone for submitting your questions and taking a moment to think about what your most important question was. Because I really want to meet your needs and address in these teleseminars what you really want to know, what you need to know. And tonight also, we all want to really hear from you about what you liked about the teleseminar, what you want to hear more about, any suggestions that you have. We want your feedback. So we've set up a special place that you can go and give us your feedback. And we're also going to give you a special bonus if you take the time to do that, because we really, really appreciate it. And this will actually also allow those of you who haven't registered, you will get registered if you go and give your feedback.
Wonderful. So for everyone who gives us feedback, we'll be providing a bonus gift of the chapter on skin from Dr. Nancy's book, The Ageless Woman. It's a beautiful chapter called Your Skin and a Program for Ageless Beauty. So do give us feedback on what you like and how we can improve. And remember, this is our first teleseminar, and we'll send you Dr. Nancy's beauty bonus.
And I wanted to just say that the link for that or the site is www.telldrnancy.com, since we really want you to tell us what you thought. So telldrnancy.com, and you can use telldrnancy.com. And both that and spelled out doctor should work.
Wonderful. So remember, the idea isn't to implement all of the knowledge you've been given tonight. It's just to get started in the right direction. So if you start anywhere and apply even one tip, you'll notice progress. Isn't that right, Dr. Nancy?
Absolutely. And you know, I really want you to do that tonight. That's what will mean the most to me, is if every one of you out there will identify that tip. Maybe you already have. Maybe something spoke to you. I hope so. And say, that's my most important tip. And I'm going to start implementing that tonight. And what we're going to do to set up a little motivation for you is, with your special tip, we want you to start doing it every day. And then about 2 weeks from now, we want you to tell us what results you have seen from implementing that particular tip. So, and we want you to continue doing that at least 3 weeks till the next teleseminar. But in about 2 weeks, we'll send you a link where you can go and submit your results. And Maharishi Ayurveda Products has graciously offered to give some gifts so that the top 5 most valuable reports that we get back, and that's not necessarily the best results. We just want to hear your honest results, what happened, what you saw from it, and you will get your choice of either one youthful skin cream or 1 month supply of the Amrit Kalash, which would be the nectar tablet, because there are two forms of it. So the nectar tablet, which is that balanced antioxidant rejuvenator.
Well, thank you so much to Maharishi Ayurveda Products for these special gifts and bonuses, and to Dr. Nancy for her beauty bonus. I've just been told that the webmaster is working really, really hard to get the www.telldrnancy.com website up. It's not quite up yet tonight, so give us a few days. And if it's not up, let's say in 2 days, then just send us an email at globalwisdompartners@gmail.com and send us your feedback. Or what we'll do is we'll send you out an email with the questions in it so that you can give us the feedback easily that way. So let's review the top 10 tips that Dr. Nancy has given us tonight, and they are: tip number one, take a daily morning walk when the sun's rays are softer. Tip number two, go to bed early. Ideally, light should be out before 10 p.m. Tip three, do an oil massage to improve your skin and reduce dryness, wrinkles, and creakiness, even if it's just a brief one before you shower in the morning. Tip number four, eat lots of sweet, juicy fruits, green leafy veggies, and healthy fats. Tip number five, smile, meditate, and get rid of your stress. Here's the three must-do things that you must do, in other words, to stay young-looking and healthy. Tip number six, if you smoke cigarettes, quit right now and get some help with this. Tip number seven, protect your skin from overexposure to the sun. Avoid all those tanning salons and avoid staying out in the sun too long during those peak times. Tip number eight, get your antioxidants from wholesome foods and spices like turmeric. And we discovered also that Amrit Kalash has excellent antioxidant protection. And of course, avoid trans fat and junk food. And the final two tips are, detoxify seasonally, drink lots of water, and encourage good elimination on a day-to-day basis. And finally, tip number 10 is moisturize and nourish the skin with natural organic products, and you'll just be flowing with ojas. So I'd like to, just before we go, any final comments, Dr. Nancy?
Oh, I just want to remind everybody that Ayurveda tells us, and modern research also confirms, that our biological potential is 120 years in good health. And indeed today there are super centenarians, they're called, who are living well in excess of 110 years, 115, almost 120 years. So our body knows how to live 120 years in good health. It's intelligent. We just need to support it. It's doing its best. So we want to adjust our diet, our sleep, our stress management, our mental habits, our exercise, and reduce our exposure to toxins so we can support the body in its goal of living a long, healthy life. And most important of that, really, because the mind is the conductor of the body. It's the CEO of all the chemistry in the body. So the most important is to be happy. Find a way to be happy. Change your life to be happy if you need to. And what you can change, develop a positive attitude. Be grateful. Reduce your stress any way you can. Because all health and beauty ultimately flows from this inner happiness. And lastly, there's a saying in Ayurveda I'd like to share with you as we close. It comes from an Ayurvedic dermatologist physician to India's last royal family who has held generations of Ayurvedic beauty knowledge and youthful skin knowledge. And that is, all blissful beings are beautiful, and all beautiful beings are blissful. There is no beauty without bliss, and no bliss without beauty. So please, everyone, take good care of yourself and be happy, and you will radiate that unique beauty of yours to everyone around you. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Oh, that's wonderful, Dr. Nancy. And on behalf of Global Wisdom Partners, I'd like to thank you, Dr. Nancy, for an incredible night of your wisdom and for your heartfelt desire that everyone on the globe enjoy a naturally long, happy, and healthy life. And for everyone who's joined us for this wonderful pillow seminar, thank you for being here with us. See you 3 weeks from tonight, same time, same place. I'm going to unmute the lines now so that everyone can say goodnight to Dr. Nancy and show their appreciation for her talk with us tonight. Before I do, though, let's have Dr. Nancy say goodnight.
Goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sweet dreams.
Thank you.